Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Nothing average about our next guest. He's a Hall of Famer. He's in the St Kilda assistant coaching panel. Corey Enright is with us from Adelaide Oval. Corey, great to have you on AFL Nation.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How did you go about reviewing last week? We heard Ross in the immediate aftermath with the reasons that he was on guard for, but what did you do with it in review?
There's a lot to it, and we didn't play anywhere near what we're capable of. So we sort of just stripped it back, actually, and we did things a little bit differently. And, just watched parts of the game as opposed to clips of the game and sort of broke it down as a whole group. And, I thought it was a really good experience. Now, whether we get that improvement or not, we expect that we will. And we did a few things differently as well that we towards the opposition, which we put our hand up and said that we got away from playing our way.
A lot of clubs, Corey, have had really bad games or really bad three quarters. Port Adelaide did the same last week, and Essendon did it the week before against Port Adelaide. Is this a fatigue thing, or is it a mental lapse? Because it, you know, when it happens on a team basis, you've got to look for sort of a broader reason, I suppose.
Yeah, you do, and obviously the opposition have a big say in that as well. And there's lots of things to when you don't play well, and we haven't done that over the course of, you know, the last sort of year and a little bit. We've had some down quarters, as most teams do, but we've had the ability to play consistently throughout the game. And last week we didn't. We didn't play any good footy for too long a period. So we obviously have a look at that and some of the reasons why that may be occurring, but as I said, like, it hasn't been a trend for us. We've sort of been pretty consistent over the journey, so we hope to get that back tonight.
Just looking at some of the numbers and talking to Champion Data about the Saints, you do really well through the middle of the ground with your clearance work, but it's not ending up on the scoreboard.
No, that's right, and that's been there for a while now, and something that we were well aware of, and what we're sort of trying to work through and connect better going, you know, centre forward, whether it's from stoppage or from possession game. We feel like, that's a big growth area for us as a team.
There's been a lot of calls to change the mix in the middle. We know Garcia's gone in there the last couple of games, but is there any chance that Wangalii Malira will potentially go through there?
Well, he's one that we haven't probably talked about as such, but we feel like we've got a few options if we need to, particularly with the team that we pick tonight. But those guys in there, that's their obviously their job description for us is purely to get in there and win us the footy and get it going our way, and that's generally what they're pretty good at. So we'll back those guys in, and if we need to change the mix, we will. We've got some, and we've probably given some guys, you know, a little bit here and there, which most teams do now, like. Whether it's 5 minutes a quarter, whether it's just change things up a little bit to throw it at the opposition.
Now, you brought in Dougal Howard. The way the side shapes up, it looks like one of your defenders must have to go forward. Is there a chance that will happen?
Well, it's the first time this year we've actually picked eight genuine defenders in the team. Yep. We've sort of had the seven, and we've probably felt like at times we'd like to do a few things, and we've had to play. Cooper Sharman's gone back at times to release one of our players into the midfield. So we feel like we got a bit more flexibility with the team we picked this week. And obviously, they got some really good key forwards in there, and the opposition key forwards last week were pretty dominant. So Dougal's a proven key defender for us.
Was it real, the lack of rest for your players, do you think, Corey? We try and work these things out, and we hear excuses, and then we kind of try and work it out whether it's real or not real. How can you measure it? Do you think it has been real for you?
It is a hard one to measure. Yeah, obviously you can measure the physical element of it, and we keep close tabs on that, obviously, quite closely. The thing that you can't do is you can't train as much as you'd like to, so you lose a little bit of that I guess, that skill or the things you want to work on. And then just obviously with that becomes the mental load and the toll to get up. And yeah, that's the one thing you can't really measure. We don't know, and nobody probably knows. Everyone's got theories and ideas, but no one at this stage really has a good understanding to the group.
But is it of importance enough for you to mention to maybe your marketing department or those people who put in your fixture request pre-season that you actually put that in as your number one parameter? Hey, we're a contender for the flag here. Give us as best a chance to win games as opposed to put us on a stage where the sponsor might get a run, but we might be fatigued.
Oh, look, I think it probably goes hand in hand a little bit, and I'm not sure what other teams' fixtures have been like, and I'm sure there's been teams that have had similar fixtures towards us. And you know, I do know that the grass is green and the goalposts are white wherever you play. So you know, there's no issue with that, and the players are really professional. So I'm sure if you had 5 or 6 weeks in a row, then it becomes a factor. But you know, we're not sort of making any reasoning behind that, as opposed to just stating the fact. And we don't know what that had on us, but we do know that we're ready for this week.
Max King's knee concern, Corey, so second game out. How is he tracking?
Well, look, he was pretty close, to be honest. So he's probably, he's got to get some training in over the weekend now. He's obviously missed this game, and we expect him to play next week, all things going well.
Do you ever consider, and I'm sure you have considered, why don't you put him in the ruck occasionally?
Yeah, well, that's definitely a consideration. And, you know, maybe... The thing with Max, he probably hasn't had that continuity with him for one reason or another to be able to, I guess, build up that volume of work. And I think with that, if he can get that under his belt, then that becomes a real live opportunity for him. Because at the moment, unfortunately for him, he just hasn't got the string of games together. So we just need to see that before we can, I guess, throw him anywhere else.
Young Mateus Filippo, I was really impressed with him last year and probably hasn't hit the same heights this season. How do you think he's going?
Yeah, it's probably fair. And last year, he obviously played above expectation. And when you're coming in, you can sometimes do that. And sometimes it takes you a while. So obviously last year, to play every game as such a young player, he's only just 39. And he sets really high expectations of himself. And with that becomes a little bit of pressure. So I think it's just about trying to get back to sort of getting the ball, you know, really wanting the ball in his hands and trying to, I guess, win his own footy as opposed to, you know, waiting for someone else to do it. So I think with young players in particular, like, you're going to get those ups and downs. You don't get too many players that come in and, you know, hit it out of the park from day one. But that's just part of his, I guess, his learning curve and where we think he's going to get. So we do know he's a good – well, we think he's going to be a good player.
And what's Darcy Wilson giving you at the moment, Corey? He's got the Rising Star nom this week.
Well, he's given us a lot of, you know, a lot of run on the outside. That's his number one weapon. But he's also you can tell early days that he's a footballer. He understands where to go. Like, he can run. A lot of people can run and not know where to go, but he knows where to go as well. So he's obviously, you know, again, he's come in and it's probably performed above expectations for a first-year player, but that doesn't mean that he can't continue on this trend and, you know, keep playing good footy for us. And, he's been able to play, you know, wing and half forward, so he's adding to his game every week.
Corey, great to have you with us. Good luck for tonight.
No problem. Thanks, guys.